Hey guys, and welcome to Game Piece.
Nope. Just roll it back.
What, you didn't like the intro?
No, I did not. We should practice the intro first.
No, we'll keep this, and then we'll do it later. I'll try a different one for the next episode.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, like you said, welcome to Game Piece, the newest nerdy podcast.
Yeah, because the world needed another one.
One of the more, like, I think there's around 3,000, 3 million, maybe, around
that number. Yeah, times 10.
Yeah.
It's probably, yes.
3 billion?
Yeah, 3 billion. It's almost half the world.
Yeah.
But anyways, we should probably introduce ourselves. See, I'm Miles. And this is Sean.
He's such a jokester. I'm your host, Miles, and this is my co-host, Sean.
I'm the better host. I'm the funny host. You like me more.
You're the annoying host.
You'll make fan edits of me.
Nobody is going to listen to this podcast. We'll probably get 2 listeners, and those listeners will be my friends.
And our moms.
And Jaden.
Well, I don't mind.
My mom doesn't listen to podcasts.
My mom's gonna listen.
Hi,
Mom! I'm in a podcast!
This is not gonna do anything.
No, this is just gonna be us talking. This is gonna be nothing.
This is gonna be a normal conversation.
No one's gonna hear this.
Nobody.
Except my mom and your friends.
And probably Jane.
And Jane. So, do we want to jump right in, or should we...
Let's do a warm-up first.
Yeah, warm-up. How's your day?
Just started, so it's pretty good. Sure. I don't care about your day. Let's play the favorite food game.
Favorite what?
That was the game where it says I name a food, and then you have to name a place that sells, in your opinion, the best version of that food.
I have a better one. I have a better segue to that. What would you rather have? Would you rather poop out a pineapple or pee out a grape?
Both would hurt a lot. I want to go pineapple.
That's what I said. My friends were arguing that the grape would be better.
That would hurt so much.
Actually, I think they're arguing at dinner with Jay-Z, because that was the third option. But nah, I don't want to. Anyways, so how this is going to work is that every episode we'll change who's the main host.
And who's the co-host. Today I am the host.
And I will be the co-host. He's in the driver's seat, I'm in the passenger seat.
You're more like in the trunk. Muffled and tied up.
Well, I'm trying to find my way out.
Okay.
Okay, so what is our topic for this week, my brother?
Today's topic is D&D.
For those who couldn't hear, he forgot his own topic. In which I had to remind him.
We talked about this yesterday. Okay.
We talked about this a week ago.
Yeah. So yeah, today's topic is D&D.
You love it. You probably haven't played it if you're my mom.
Everybody knows D&D. It's an TTRPG, or for you normies out there, tabletop role-playing game.
But Miles, what's a tabletop role-playing game?
Well,
you don't like it? You don't like that?
No,
let's move on.
No, we'll keep it.
No, yeah, we'll keep it.
Okay, cool. We'll get rid of this section. TTR,
future me, edit this out.
So a tabletop role-playing game, it's done from 2 words. RPG, which means, as you most know,
ripe pears.
Role-playing game.
I knew that one.
role-playing games, which basically means you pretend to be something.
Yeah, like this one time we played D&D, I was a cucumber. This is a true story.
True story.
None of you are gonna believe this. I was a rich cucumber.
I forgot about the fact he was rich. Who also had, I think, children slaves. I think, I don't
It was
remember.
something like, Mom, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, they weren't slaves, they were workers.
Yeah,
You paid
they're
them.
servants.
You paid
I
them.
paid them in rooms and
In
food.
cucumber coins.
And it was cucumber coins, wasn't it?
And then I can't talk about my D&D sessions because they're weird.
So yeah, because of me.
Oh no, I mean my ones at school.
Oh.
There's no filter on them.
Anyways, we're getting sidetracked.
In the TT part, or tabletop, stands for on the table. Except we've physically never played D&D on a table.
I have.
I mean, I have too. Just not together.
Well, I guess it wasn't D&D, so I haven't.
I have at school, but I haven't done it with you
Which is
yet.
weird because I buy dice.
But we neither one of us use them.
I used some 3 weeks ago.
For what?
Me and a couple friends are doing a other RPG, TRPG, called Cyberpunk Red.
You
And
do love your cyberpunk.
I don't think I've ever played Cyberpunk for longer than 10 minutes.
That's every game. You play a game, you play it for like 5 minutes, and then you get off.
Yeah, unless if it's something I like, but I know what I like very rarely.
So, anyways, back on topic.
Back on topic.
D&D. D&D.
Okay,
Well, I think we should start
let me
this.
help my co-host out.
My host.
My fine, the hostess of the mostess.
Don't call me host. That's no.
So, what he planned to do is that we both play D&D together, but we both have different ideas about D&D, and we today are going to debate those topics.
Which is right and which is dog?
Well, with D&D, the whole point is everything can be right.
But nothing can, and everything can be wrong.
Most of everything is both right and wrong in D&D.
Okay, first topic: how to be a dungeon master.
All right,
Johnny believes
Yep.
that dungeon masters are supposed to prefer and manipulate the stories to fit the players. Well, I believe if a player F's up, they gotta deal with the consequences.
I disagree with that statement. What I believe a dungeon master does is it tries to help
I disagree.
its players. If they're like, if a dungeon master moves the story along, if the players, like if your players were like in like an inn.
In
Yeah, in an inn. Spelled differently, trust.
and
And they were just speaking to every single character. One, you'd have to make up a bunch of names.
Gorthon, Jackson, Bob.
We get the point. Second off, you wouldn't be getting through the
Bartholomew.
story. You'd be spending hours.
That's the whole point of D&D, is to have a world.
Yes, a world, correct. But you won't be able to see that world if you're spending so long in this one tiny inn.
Well, like you have said in the past, it's the player's game.
It's the player's story.
It's not yours. You create the story. The player's living. You are God.
Think about it this way. D&D, A campaign in D&D, a campaign is like an unfinished book.
The finished book. I think of D&D more as a video game. Finished, playing through, but might have a few DLC.
I view it more as a book that has yet to be written all the way.
So, unfinished book.
Yes, an unfinished book.
Just say that.
And I believe
Spell book for me.
B-O-O-K. That's
If you
right.
don't know, Sean here is dyslexic, and I love to play.
When we get video one day, he'll also abuse my other disabilities.
Colorblindness.
I'm colorblind.
I have none. Well, I do have a
You
lisp.
have ADHD.
It's not a disability.
It's a neurodivergent.
Well, I do have a lisp, but I know how to get around it. I can't say, whenever I say my THs, I say F instead. Death.
So, anyways, I view D&D as an unfinished book in which the players get to create and shape. How do you so you view it as a game?
I view it as a game that had a set path, but you can do whatever you want, whatever you imagine.
If it as long as it doesn't interfere with your planned story.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying that if my players want to go kill a dragon, that they're not going to have to touch until way later in the game. I'm not going to say, no, you can't do that. I'm obviously going to say, okay, probably going to die, but okay.
here's what I believe that a care without choices, without decisions, what's the point of being a player? You could just, at that point,
The thing is, I'm
you're
not
just, they're just.
removing their choices. They still have free will. It's just, there is an end goal, and at one point, you are going to hit that end goal.
But, okay. It's like. So you view it as like.
A game with side quests.
Yeah. A game of side quests.
No matter how many paths you take, it will always lead to the same place.
I disagree. I believe, yes. We, as DMs, have to create the start. And we have to create the finish. But no matter what, here's where we diverge. You believe that your style of DMing is you create checkpoints, basically.
Yes.
My style is the players, no matter what they do, they will get. No matter what, they can do anything, and I have not necessarily a plan for it, but okay, let me rephrase. I view it as if the you start your players out somewhere and just let them roam, let them do whatever they like. Maybe they find this side quest I plan for them. Maybe they don't. Maybe they go to a different village in which I have no plan, but the plan will come as the game goes along.
Okay, question. Per your preference, what if, let's say I'm your player and you're my DM, what if I just, I know what you're trying to do, and I completely walk away from it? I go in the opposite direction.
Out of spite?
No, not a spite.
But like, you know
Out
what?
of surprise.
So, to rephrase this.
So if I know what you're gonna do, I'm gonna do, like, for instance, let's say you're going with the classic demon lord have to defeat. I'm bored with that. I want something new. So I create my own story where there is no one. What are you gonna do?
Well,
In your words, you say at all, every point it will lead to that end.
Yes, but then I would have like something happen to the player to make him want to fight the,
So
as your example,
you're saying
Lord.
that you would do something to change their decision and do what you want them to do.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if so, I might want to push them into like a direction, but they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
It's their decision.
I
It's their
don't
character.
want to do that. I don't want to fight the Demon Lord as we've decided.
At the end of the day, it's not the DM's choice. It's not even the player's choice. It's their character's choice. Because
Well, it is
as
the
a.
player's choice because the player and the character are one and the same.
No, but like how I play D&D and other just immersive games is that you have to remove yourself from the character in yourself. So like if you wouldn't make decisions that you would normally do, but it would make sense for your character to do. And like your character would do this and it wouldn't betray their story.
No, let's say you're, give you an example. Let's say you're a lawful good paladin
True.
who believes that murder is the deepest and worst virtue. Let's say
Yeah.
I'm using your ideals to be a ninja master, and at the end you have to kill a loving, caring mother who is revealed to be a foul angel. What would your character do?
I'd say, depending on the situation, he might kill it, he might not. But
But per your character's virtues, murdering is always wrong.
yes. But if killing this one person might sound, if killing this one person might save
Thousands.
hundreds, thousands, then my character would wouldn't either kill it and then have to live with the thought of killing someone directly,
Taking another one.
taking a life, or doesn't kill it and have to grapple with the fact that they killed, indirectly killed 100. It's like the trolley thing. It's like the trolley. Like, would you pull the lever on a trolley and save four people but kill one person?
But
But you would, if you did nothing, you wouldn't kill anyone. You would have just, you know, you could have killed someone. You
you would not. So
could,
you're,
you know.
so what, per the trolling method, if you do something, either way, you're killing someone.
But it's less of killing someone if you're just doing nothing and you're actively
But
killing.
actively ignoring it means that you're still actively choosing to not save someone from death.
I'm not saying I wouldn't pull the lever. I would, but some people wouldn't pull the lever. I'm just saying what I, okay. This is what I'm saying. Depending on for the, okay, me personally, I'd pull the lever. And I'd just have to deal with,
The consequences of your action.
yeah.
But
But
your character.
my character might do something different. And I don't know. It would have the story, you would have to know the story leading up to it in order to make that a decision like that.
That I I believe I would follow the rule. This is a little quote. When there is a fork in the road, choosing good or evil, it is always best to take the path middle.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, in this case, you have two choices, two paths. Pull the lever. One person dies. A person dies either way. Second path, you do nothing. Either way, you're still associated. You're in the murder. You actively chose to not save someone, but to also choose to kill another. So I believe there is always a third option. Like, you could
do like a
throw a bomb at the
do like a exorcism or something like that.
An exorcism, yes. As a result, you wouldn't have to kill them. But you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to risk killing everyone. You would have a third option that allows you to keep your ideals.
Exactly. So that actually helps my argument.
Yeah,
because
we're not here to dog on each other. We're not here to pick who's wrong. We're here to have a civil.
Long ago, we've agreed to disagree, but a lot.
Okay, guys, we will be right back,
and we're back.
We're back.
We're back. So,
where we left off was.
I think it's best if we just move topics since it's such a big detour. But first, it's my section of the podcast, the mid-episode news. The news of the week. So, Miles, did you hear about the news?
What news?
MatPat, last stream is tonight.
I did hear about that, yes.
He has scheduled a couple more. I don't know the exact number, but a couple more episodes on his GT Not Live. Or GT Live. But after that, he's
officially done.
He's no longer going to be on YouTube. He's going to be in behind the scenes. But he's not. He's going to be gone. We'll never be able to see him again. We'll never be able to hear his voice.
Adding on to that news, what do you think of the new people?
What do I think about the new hosts?
Yeah, in the new Game Theory.
I like them. Although, one criticism I have is I've noticed that they have made less jokes. It's more factual.
Which is the whole point of GT Live. I mean, GT and VT and...
Game Theory. Just say Game Theory.
Game Theory, Movie Theory, and...
You mean Film Theory?
Don't break your knees.
Violence.
Film Theory and Fashion Theory.
Style.
Dang, dang. Anyways, it is a sad day. One more moment of silence. But for the best.
On brighter news, Overwatch is bringing back 6v6.
They removed 6v6?
Yeah, for a while it was 5v5. It doesn't really affect the two of us because we don't really play Overwatch.
Yeah, we're more of Valorant. I play Valorant.
I don't play shooters.
Used to be a big fan of shooters back in the day.
No, that's just to win bets. Because I don't play shooters, but I'm good at them.
In greater news...
And to shift the tone one last time, One Piece is going on a 6-month hiatus.
I heard that. Heard of it everywhere. It's quite literally everywhere. Now what, and fun fact, this podcast's name is one half One Piece. Johnny, do you want to explain the origin?
I have read One Piece over 7 times.
That is unhealthy.
I've read 7,000 chapters of One Piece.
Again, I know.
I am... Sorry, Tekken, but I am the one... I'm One Piece's number one fan. Bite me on
lie.
Bite me on that.
He's never going to see this.
Tekken, I'm coming for you.
We're tagging you. We're posting this and we're tagging you.
Anyways, One Piece is going on a 6-month break.
How does this make you feel, Sean? Being a close One Piece fan.
I read the manga. It doesn't really affect me. It's just the anime.
What do you think you'll do in the meantime?
Well, if we do the math, 6 months.
It's 6 months.
1 month is 30 days.
Close. Go in the middle.
Average 30 days times 6 is 180 months. Now.
Johnny, you said months.
180 days.
Not
you got what I mean.
It's going to be 4 years.
One Piece has 1,000 episodes. Check how many episodes One Piece has.
I think like 1,000, around... 100. I think it's almost in the 2,000, the 200s. 1,200s.
So, yeah.
Somewhere in between that, remember? I know it's above 1,150.
Let's do 90, just to be safe. Divided by 1,190 episodes. Divided by 180. That's roughly 7 episodes a day. 7 episodes a day is roughly 2 hours. So for those of you who need to catch up with One Piece, you have just 6 hours a day and you'll be there.
I'm not watching One Piece again.
Not 6 hours, but... what's it called? 2 hours a day. For you, probably like less. Because you're like 300 episodes in.
Oh, I'm like almost to the midpoint. Forefront, times 6.
Yes. So it was, we did 190.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 3.
We're going to segue from the sad news in just a few minutes, folks. Let's let Shawnee do his math.
Only 5 episodes a day.
Roughly.
And
one more 4.9
times, let's say like 25 minutes. That's roughly how long episodes are. Divided by 60. That's only 2 hours a day. Half for you.
It was 2 hours for the rest.
I did the math wrong. Anyways, let's get back on to the topic.
On greater news, in just a few more weeks, the new shooter, Marvel Rivals, will be released, hopefully. Not sponsored, by the way.
Alright, so...
And Kafekin?
So, what other things would we like to debate about? We talked about being a DM.
Can we play my food game now?
Food game?
Yeah, the one in the beginning of the session.
Oh, yeah. The food game.
I'll start us off. I name a food. You have to pick a restaurant or place that you personally believe is the best at selling. Let's start off.
Boneless chicken wings. Pizza.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go with Wingstop.
Wings? I don't think I've ever had Wingstop before.
You should. You have. No, you haven't, because you weren't here the other weekend. We had it for dinner. Your turn to pick a food?
Grilled cheeses.
Panera.
Culver's.
I haven't had Culver's grilled cheeses. So I can't.
It's pretty good.
Have an opinion on that.
Oh, you want to hear an unpopular food opinion? Grilled cheese. It was like, it's not really a food opinion, but it's like a
food fact.
Not even food fact. It's like a mixture of foods that taste good to me, but probably doesn't taste good for the masses.
Can you please just say it already?
Grilled cheeses and mustards.
Okay, you know.
For those of you listening,
who is one person?
Try it. It's gonna surprise you.
It's so bad. I don't even like mustard. I can't. I'm not trying.
You're not, cause yeah, you don't like condiments.
I like one condiment.
What?
Ranch. It counts.
It's not. No.
You can get it on stuff.
It's a dressing.
You can get it on stuff. I've gotten it on burgers before.
Nice.
Anyways, now it's my turn. Pizza.
This is not fun.
This is not. No, answer the question, Shani. Pizza.
This. I feel like we should debate this, actually.
Well, depends on the view.
Papa John's.
You'll shut your thin lips up. Thin lips up. Because Papa John's is the worst pizza place.
My lips are.
Pizza is the best. And but if you want to go with a cheap, good pizza, Little Caesars.
Little Caesars, yeah. Little Caesars is a good number two.
Good number two. But Pizza Hut is the top.
They strongly disagree.
Papa John's, it's so thin. It's like cardboard.
Is good. But Papa John's,
the sauce is too sweet. When I'm eating a salty pizza, salty cheese, salty pepperoni, some salty bread.
Dog, you
I want some salty sauce. No. I don't have diabetes, by the way.
Not yet.
I strongly disagree.
Pizza is good, but Papa John's. Ignoring their spokesperson.
No, we're including the spokesperson.
No.
I don't know what happened with their spokesperson, but I'm going to guess it's something bad.
He's at the end.
Okay.
Well, if we're including spokesperson, then I can't eat Subway anymore. He was a pedophile. Like a big one. Like.
I mean. Okay. Then we can. Neither one of us can have Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A. I get the allegations that we're having with Chick-fil-A. I'm related now. I like Chick-fil-A. They have some good chicken.
I don't like Chick-fil-A. Their chicken sucks.
Their chicken's good.
It's so moist.
That's the point of chicken, is to have a crispy and moist chicken.
Maybe if it was crispy.
It is crispy. It's sometimes.
You're not crispy.
You're just not going to the right chicken cheese fillet.
Lee's is the best chicken place.
I will agree with you on this. Lee's fries are good.
Lee's chicken is great.
I don't like their chicken. I've tried their chicken.
You don't like.
Plus, they ripped me off.
How?
They took my name.
Oh, because your middle name is.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah.
My legal name is Lee, guys. It's getting.
Yeah, his real name is Lee.
No, it's Miles. It's my legal birth name.
If you want to spell that, it's Miles.
So why, Sean, and your brothers? How did you mess up?
It was a joke.
No, I don't believe you.
Miles.
Anyways, back to the pizza.
There's only one way to spell the name Miles.
There's multiple. Miles.
Who spells it with an A?
It's M. I kid you not. There's a kid in my school named was spelled
Miles.
Miles.
That's males.
Miles.
Males.
Miles.
Males.
Miles. Males. What is AL spell?
For anyone who spells their name like that, you're wrong.
For anyone who names their children that way, you don't deserve children.
That's a neglect.
You don't deserve children? That is child abuse. I have two friends. Their names are Tayshawn and Joshon, respectively.
Oh, my one friend, he, like...
Like, I
he
get...
Know,
I
he knows get, two people... Named like stupid thing. I forget what one of them was, but it was like one of them was like, oh no, it was real something real stupid. It's like sounds.
I get you want your kids to have unique names, but just please.
I don't.
Please just give them a normal name. Like Bob or Gregory. Or
don't name your kid Bob.
Trevor.
Robert.
Trevor. Did you hear that? I don't. I think this was like old news, but there was like a actor. I think his last name was Morrow. He named his son or his child. I don't remember which one it was. Two Morrow. I knew you would name your son, your child that, Johnny.
No, because
that's their legal birth name is Two Morrow.
Anyways,
we're getting off topic.
We're severely off topic.
We even know how we got here.
There is no topic anymore. We're just talking. This is just what the podcast is going to be like.
One man and one.
Two man, one mic.
Well, there's two. We are cutting that part out. We cannot name it that.
You'll have to pay me to cut that one out.
Your mother will listen to this.
Yeah, she'll find it hilarious.
My brother probably.
She'll find that.
I don't want my friends to know.
Actually,
they would find this funny too.
It was hilarious.
Okay, fine. We won't cut that out.
We're cutting out the debate.
Yeah.
Nah, we'll leave it.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
This podcast has been nothing but let's cut that out.
Like, the amount of times we have said some controversial and racist things.
We never did anything racist.
No, you're forgetting about the sexism, too.
No, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
I don't remember you said something like, oh, never
know. No, I'm not. This bit isn't funny. My mom's listening to this.
No, that's the point. No, guys, I'm joking. Donnie's not racist. Now, sexist, however.
No.
Okay, we'll cut that part. No, leave it.
I'll cut some of it out.
Yeah.
But I'll leave. Just because it was funny, I have to leave it in.
Hilarious.
Anyway.
Okay, leave that. Cut. That back in.
Okay. So, back to nerd stuff. Right now we're at 40.
Probably.
Fine, we'll wrap it up.
Well, that ends our first episode of the Game Piece Podcast. That rhymes. No, it doesn't. I don't know how to rhyme, Shawnee.
All right. So.
You know this.
Okay, next podcast, I promise you guys, it's going to be a little bit
worse.
More on track.
Going to be worse. Don't let it go. So, anyways, that ends our last episode.
Our first episode. We
or no, we're ending the podcast here. No more podcast.
All right. See you guys never. Bye. Follow me on